imagine or dare to believe. So they encouraged Ezra and the other people to bring out the book. And so they built a pulpit of wood, and Ezra and the other men, the Levites, gathered with him, and the people gathered around. And it said that they read from the book of the law distinctly. They opened the book and they read from the book of the law distinctly. It says that the people who gathered around immediately began to respond. They lifted up their hands, they bowed down before the people, and this was before the preaching had even got around to starting. Then we're told that after they had read the book of the law to these very responsive people, they made it clear to them. And the purpose in making it clear to them was so that the people could understand. And after they had done all that, then they got out among the people and showed them quite specifically how they should apply what they had heard. So they opened the book, the people responded, they made it clear so the people could understand, and then they gave them specific instructions. Now go and enjoy all the things that you have been taught here. Now, let me suggest, therefore, that there are five key words here that will help make our preaching relevant. Number one, we start with proclamation. We open the book. It's what people need to hear. We've got to base what we're saying, and we'll say more about this in a few moments, but we've got to base what we're saying on God's revealed truth. We open the book and we make an unapologetic proclamation of the truth. We may not want to use the old prophetic words, "Thus saith the Lord," but that is the tone, that is the way in which we're going to speak with great confidence. Secondly, if we want to preach effectively, I believe we've got to give a lot of careful thought to creating an atmosphere in which people will have a sense of anticipation concerning the word being preached. Now, if we're talking about a pastoral ministry, we've got to be very, very careful that we don't allow people to think that the first half of the service is simply introduction, preliminaries, and the second half is the preaching. We've got to be building together the preaching, the preliminaries, if you want to use that term, so that it is creating an atmosphere of openness, of anticipation, and of excitement. Number three, we've got to get into preaching that gives careful explanation of what the word is saying. But explanation also requires application. Some time ago, I was invited to teach a course on preaching at Trinity International University in Deerfield, Illinois, with one of the Old Testament professors. And I was rather surprised to discover that most of the people in the class were graduates who are already in...